Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Oh, shalom, shalom, shalom. This evening on this edition of Blog Talk Radio, Teacher Shane with you here this evening, 25th of February, 2024. Wasn't able to have Blog Talk last week because I was at the leaders meeting, and hallelujah, that was well needed. That was very good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless y'all. I pray all is well with the righteous. Oh, mercy. I can't even tell if I'm coming in well or not. So, Brother Josh, if you can hear me and I'm coming in well, let me grab my phone here. And on the Messenger app, just let me know if I am coming in well, because my chat room is not working. It's got an error 404. Oh, thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me go in here and see if we're coming in well. Okay, video is good. I didn't know I was on video. Hallelujah. Oh, he's not seeing live chat. Okay. Well, praise y'all. Praise y'all. He says 10-10 on his end. Okay. Don't know who's in the room tonight, but there's only a few. Hallelujah. But bless you all in the wonderful name of our Master and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Messiah, the soon coming King, the King of our being. Hallelujah. The one who has went and prepared a place for us. So we're just getting prepared for the place. Hallelujah. Thank y'all for that. Don't know why I didn't get a ring, but hallelujah. That's good to know that we're coming through. Maybe I got it turned off. Hallelujah. So I don't get distracted. Thank you, Brother Josh Turner. And we thank Brother Josh Turner always for coming in and co-hosting on the brother segment. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Thank you for posting the scriptures. Thank you for your labor of love. We're all workers in this vineyard together. We're all here for not our sakes, but for the sake of one who loved us, his name's sake, while many are seeking after their name sake. We have forsaken ourselves, forsaken all, and took upon ourselves Messiah. So now we know life. We understand there is no life outside of Messiah. And that's the way we need to get to in mind, body, soul, and spirit. If we really, truly can identify who we are in this time, in this hour of identity crises, where people are, they are identifying as bearded vultures now, and then on the scene is a new gender. They're identifying as trigender. It lets you know. Attack on the family. Attack on the structure of Yah. Attack on the tabernacle of Yah. And it is written, this would be so in this time, in this hour, as the blasphemies would go forth. Yeah, the Christian world is still waiting on what they call an anti-Christ. Well, those that are us are that have been into the secret place and come away with our Master and our Savior into the wilderness, we know that Antichrist is already here. The spirit of Antichrist has been here for quite a while. The dragon has been cast down. And one has come up from the earth. And and especially in our time and hour, he's speaking. But I didn't hear words. No, just look at what's going on worldwide. The speech is being made known. It's being made manifest. The fear of the enemy is growing even the more trembling, as the enemy knows his time is drawing short, growing short. So the blasphemies must go forth. He must perform what he must do, because that's the appointed time. We can understand really, really, and truly what's going on in our walk with Messiah. As we fellowship with the one who gave himself, he loved us and gave himself for us, and we're able to enter into his redeeming love, his redeeming life, his redeeming nature. As he's the only redeemer. He was the first fruits redeeming himself. For our sakes and before the foundation of the world. To understand that your names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's pertinent that we stay in that book of life. That we don't stumble or fall, or we don't get offended or anything of such like that would bring out a blotting. If we could do anything in our life to blot out the sin, iniquity, and transgression within us, blot that out. Don't blot your sister. Don't blot your brother. As many in this hour, this offending hour that is on the earth, and the love of many shall wax cold, and they shall betray one another. They will scandalize one another. As we heard the spirit of Absalom, but that was needs be in that redeeming, David's redeeming. That very instance when he went into Bathsheba, when he was up on the rooftop, minding his own business and having to look over. At that time. And see a woman bathing. Took another man's woman into his own house. She was in another man's house. And that man was a loyal man, loyal to the armies of Israel. He did not desire to be at rest and be at ease. He desired to be out there with his fellow brethren, out there fighting the good fight. All this was going on in David. Had his brother killed. So the sword come on David's house. Sword comes on David's house. To no surprise what was sown at that time upon that rooftop would make itself and manifest itself in the seed of David. The sword at that time. Unique things to consider. Hallelujah. Well, we bless y'all. And we thank y'all for all things. I do. Very grateful for another day. Very grateful for what was accomplished. I've been in a, a mode, M-O-D-E, mode, M-O, been preparing a place for my future woman, which is, it's a joy, it's an honor, and it's a great fellowship. A lot of work. Showing me a lot, teaching me a lot. You know, if I allow myself, you know, while I'm within that labor, to be immersed in it and to let the Spirit of Yah minister through it all. It's good. It's good in this walk. Everything you do, you still keep your mind on Yah so that He can water you. He can feed you. He can cleanse you. And He can give you those passionate times you need. When you need a visitation of Yah, He's there. We do not need to estrange ourselves from Yah at any time. That what's kind of leads into our teaching this evening. As we continue in the book of Ephesians, we're almost at the end of it, but I've been holding a while in chapter 5. Been building up for a purpose, for an understanding. As a teacher in Israel, I know a lot of things are said from this vessel. Many times a word of knowledge is given, and it goes over people's heads. You know, we need gifts in Israel, but, you know, sometimes gifts, it's hard to say what goes on. Some people get it, some people don't. It's always the few that actually have the perception and grasp what is taking place. You know, only Yah can give the seeing eye and the hearing ear. And any time, you know, this vessel, this teacher can, you know, give a word of knowledge. And always my heart's desire and pray, when it's given, that it's heard, you know. And if it's not heard, then I move on, you know. That's, what can I do? Hallelujah. I went forth and accomplished what was set forth to do. The word went forth, and those who had soil ready to receive it, received it. And those who didn't, did not. Things are more than just, that was a good slide, or you made me laugh. Really got them to start understanding, especially within the body of Messiah, those that are ordained, those that are in administrative settings and ways, that we're here to minister always after your edification, after your exhortation and admonishment. Sometimes it comes rebuke and reproof. So be it. Love is love. Love will not vaunt itself, but love will make it stand. Yah is love. You don't need to make no excuses. Love will go forth and perform what it was set forth to do. And we thank Yah for that. Thank Yah for everything. We thank Yah for the powers that be. And that's within the assembly. Now, the powers that be in this world, we know, as the great imitator and the one that wanted to be like the Most High Yah has set up governments. And Yah allows this. Yah has everything in order. Fear not, for Yah is with us. He always says, fear not, Yah is with you. Great confidence I have, and I thank Yah for it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah again. Let us continue in our study of Ephesians this evening. Bless y'all, oh my soul, and all that is within me. We're going to kind of retract a little bit like we always do and go forward from that point. Last time ministered, we talked about and we fellowshipped about the manifestation of light. Because many of us, we do seem, a lot of us still operate and manifest in darkness more than light. I know not know why this should be. I look at myself and I understand. But you look upon the horizon of those that have been walking in this many years. And you see some growing. You see some stagnant. You see some just backsliding. As it has been this dead season, you know, as Messiah says, let the dead bury their dead. And so be it. As many desire to go back to their wallowing in the mire, go back to their former vomit. But those that remain, you that remain, I thank my Yah. As a vessel of Yah, as a teacher of Yah, I'm here to strengthen you which remains. So let us begin. Let us continue in our study of Ephesians, beloved. We'll start at, verse 14. Wherefore he says, we know who the he is. That's the Savior of our soul. The Redeemer. I've been thinking on that a lot and many times, thanks to the Most High. How Yah is allowing us to enter into the fellowship of him saving himself. And in this same fellowship, he gives us the children, same word, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And we're living now in a time of many unprofitable children. This whole world is choked with them. That's part of the gross darkness that's covering this ball of dirt. But as we've been reading here in Ephesians, and as it is bringing us to remembrance that we are children of the day, I think of that a lot. And then the Spirit of Yah lets me know that even the enemy of our soul was born in the day. I'm like, wow. When you start looking at this in its fullness, what's truly and really going on, and how Yah has taken the veil out of the way on purpose. And if we really can see these veils removed in ourselves, then we get to really see the enemy so clearly. But getting the veils out of our minds and the veils out of our souls and the veils out of our spirits. You know, there is something in this time, in this hour, that people are so driven to preserve. They're just so driven to save their own life. And their own life is tied to lies. And their own life is tied to fables and hearsays. And everybody walks in the vein of the third person. Why you say third person? You know, they're not really true witnesses. But they walk amongst a congregation of people, you know, that person heard this person, and here they are, you know, they're the third person in that hearing. And they take that witness word for word, and I have experienced one drop of that thing which they accuse. They're not having no eyewitness account. They were not there at that moment. But they know the ins and the outs, and they're speaking. Take the veil off everything. And we should seek to take the veil off everything and start really seeing as children of light, as walking in the day, to see. You know, we've been given this privilege to see things as they are, clearly. Everything is manifested by the light. Messiah says, you are the light. Why? Because he was the light. He was first the light. He came to his own, and his own received him not. And as the word says, darkness cannot comprehend light. To really sit back and meditate on this and to really understand the times we went to certain people, family members and everything, and, you know, we was trying to give them light, but they were still groping in darkness. They were still clinging to a lie. Not meant for them. For us to get it into our minds and our hearts and our spirits that are vessels of mercy and that are vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. There's just two paths. Two paths to walk on. That's simple. Choice is us. Each and every day we wake up, choose you whom this day you will serve. Yeah, I'm still talking about redeeming the time. Because tomorrow when we wake up, that'll be another day. That means you're another day older. But in that yesterday, all of your labors, all of your thoughts, all of your inclinations, all your meditations, they visit you sometimes in your dreams. That is the business of the day. That, you know, that is the exchange of time, the exchange of your mind in time at that hour. What were you thinking of? And as you were thinking, what was taking place? A lot of events happen throughout the day. 24 hours, 12 hours. Redeeming the time. Again, in verse 14 of Ephesians 5, wherefore, he says, awake, you that sleeps. Yeah, the voice is crying out. It wants us to be aware. Why should we sleep? Because you really think about it. When you go into a sleep state, just look at this naturally. When you fall to sleep, which part of you actually is understanding the time? Are you aware of the time passing? Many of us, we have the experience. Just for instance, lay your head down at 9 p.m. Worked good, long day. Got sweet rest waiting upon you. Lay your head down, fast asleep at 9. Next conscious moment, 5 a.m. Now tell me. Tell me your account of that time from when you laid your head down to when you awoke, when you was conscious. Now, since we've had this experience so many times naturally, let's sit back, step out of ourselves, and look at this spiritually. Think about it. Think about it. You child of the day, you manifester of light. Light is there to give you, it gives you a way of sight. Gives you a way of hearing. Many of us have, we know when we was in darkness. We was blind and we was deaf. All that time. So the cry says, awake! You that sleeps, and arise. Why did it say arise? Oh. Isn't it time to get up on your feet? It's time for you to get out of the horizontal and, hey, let's get vertical. It's time to look up. That new day. For your redemption is drawing nigh, even that day. Wherefore he says, awake, you that sleep, and arise from the what? Dead. Why are you writing that to me, Messiah? Whatever is made manifest is light. Are you going to read that? And now, yeah, well, when it's preached, now! See, many shark and shriek when the light comes into their life. When the light comes open in closets. When the light comes showing hidden things. When the light shines through the window and hits your eyes and tells you to wake. Still love their sleep. Little folding of the hands. Awake, you that sleep, and arise from the dead in Christ. Messiah shall give you light. Always in the beginning, the voice of Yah cries out, let there be light. Because Yah says, let there be light, and then there was light. So awaken from your sleep. Awaken from your slumber. When we look at ourselves, where am I sleeping in this area? Where am I slumbering in this area? Why am I not, my understanding is not open. Well, that might be where you're sleeping. There might be something in you that is resisting the light. There's a lot of things in us that get offended from the truth. When the truth hits home. Yeah, we got the hallelujah corners. When the sin is hitting our brother and our sister. Oh, yeah. Shouting in iniquity. When the light comes home, where's the hallelujahs in? Where's the shoutings? Where's the amens? Where's the thank you, Jesus? Awake! When the morning call comes, awake! You that sleep, and the consolation here is if you just awake, Messiah's there to give you light. Ain't that a good trade-off? Ain't that a good trade-off? That's why, you know, when I lay my head down at a certain hour of the night, thanking John, giving great honor and glory, and very thankful what has taken place for the day. And then when I wake up, I make sure that my first thoughts, my first inclinations, or anything that comes out of my mouth, it's always on Yah first and foremost. Because I want that light. I do not want to lay my head down in fear. I don't want to lay down my head in envy and lay down my head in jealousy and all that crap, and then go through the dreamscape of darkness all through the night and get no rest. But to wake up in the morning and give thanks, honor, and glory to our Holy One, He shall give you light. Wake, you that sleep. Arise from the dead. Messiah shall give you light. See! Oh, that next word. See! Do we actually read the word on this level? How progressive it is. How the Spirit is so progressive.
But that's the King James Version. And you know the King James Version has so many errors.
Well, hallelujah. I hear you. I hear you. I'd rather hear the Spirit of Yah speaking unto me. And Messiah shall give you light. And I'm not stopping my train of thought there because that's the end of verse 14. No, I'm just continually staying in one thought, one mind, one concourse, one journey. So let's read this together without the divisions. Let there be no divisions among you, as the word says. So I'm not going to let divisions be here as I read the word. Wherefore he says, Messiah says, wake, you that sleeps, and arise from the dead, and Messiah shall give you light. Now that you have this light, see, then, because you have light now, now you can see then. That you walk, how? Circumspectly. something about the word of Yah being in your heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, that you may be walking forward throughout the day, but the spirit of Yah has your six. The spirit of Yah has you so aware, because you are a child of the light. You are very aware of what's going on around you. See, the spirit of Yah is so quick. Word of Yah in you is so powerful that it can acute your senses to let you know what's going on your left, going on in front, going on in right, going on behind you. That's why you want you to walk circumspectly. Why? Because you, if you allow yourself to receive the light and walk in the light, then you can see. So he wants you walking in full confidence, in full assurance, and full knowledge of him, that no matter what's going on around you, you are prepared for the moment, for the time. So you walk circumspectly and not as fools. Because the fools only walk as what they see in front of them. They're not aware. That sight is limited. A full sight is limited when his sight is totally on himself. Not watching to his left. Not watching to his right. Not barely seeing what is actually in front of him. Because his eyes are consumed on himself. Because in any time, in any moment, he could be walking in lust. He could be walking in envy, walking in jealousy, darkness. That's a foolish walk. And the word's telling us, don't walk as fools. And we know the word says a fool has said in his heart, there is no Yah. Whoa. So as we walking throughout the day, are we acknowledging Yah in everything? That is in itself another realm of walking circumspectly. That's another aspect of redeeming the time. For all of us that are born of Yah, born again, just as it is in the physical and the temporal, so it is in the eternal and not so much in the eternal. But let me say this, I'm trying to make a correlation here. But there is a great correlation. Especially when you come into the light of Yah and you are a child of Yah, born again, you got to understand, when you was born into this world, understand that as soon as you was born, you was dying. Now think about that. Think about that. Think about that. As soon as you're born, you're dying. The same as in this walk. Soon as you are born, you are dying. What's dying? The old you, the old ways, the old habits, the old appetites. And the more you get all these veils out of the way, then you start understanding the more light that Messiah is giving you. And you start truly seeing not yourself, but you see in the true life that you are now to live. This is the life you were ordained to. This is why your name was written in the book of the Lamb before the foundation of the world. And that in itself is one heck and one wonderful revelation when one can really come to grasping your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Written in blood. And that blood is eternal. But you don't walk as fools, but as wise. Wise? How can you be wise? Light. Light. To be the light of the world. To make manifest. To be the ones in this time, in this hour, to reprove the works of darkness. To reprove all of this identity crisis. The ones that really, really have inscribed in their beings as true witnesses. The ones that have truly experienced. The ones that have went through. Now I was thinking of the time. Our forefathers went through the wilderness and saw Yah do all the mighty works. Cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Just think. Witnessing and experiencing that, being in that moment, being baptized and immersed in that first. And then watching your enemies coming pursue you, the ones that you walked away from, the ones that you were set free from the time of Passover. And Yah parted the sea, allowed you to walk on dry land as you witnessed and experienced the walls of water on the left and the walls of water on the right. And you saw liberty ahead, but you saw behind you your enemy pursuing you. So even at that moment, the people were so circumspect and walk uncircumspectly. That was a great witness at that time. And to watch your feet and Yah's strength to get you to the other side. For you to allow you to climb up into a high place. Turn around from your journey and to watch the salvation of Yah. To watch those waters that were on your left and on your right consume your enemies. Everyone that crossed over, they witnessed this at that time. It is written. So we have a book in our hands that scans. You know, in our time, a lot of time, the children of light will look upon this and understand it. But the record says, you know, as they went on and started walking as fools, they forgot the great things that Yah had done. And Yah in his love and in his mercy, he had to slay the fattest of them because of the lust of the flesh. We've been hearing it all this dead season. It's just so many points of light. So many, it's a map that is given to us every year to walk by. It's the voice of our Redeemer calling us home. If perchance, you know, we have taken on the day in light, and you have chose this day, you're going to serve Elohim. And you have made the declaration and the decree to walk in light. And it's not the light that we can produce. When we walk in the light of Yah's commandments, laws, precepts, Yah's laws, precepts, commandments, as it said, his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And you really look at it, you know, our journey is always forward. Why so many of us are still, anyway, we hear it so many times and we want to close our ears to it. Living in the past. Is that truly you? Is it truly you? You're going to walk as a fool and stay in that pain and that suffering and that hurt and that anguish when your eyes should be on the prize? When this journey is a forward journey, no matter what, no matter what's on the left, no matter what's on the right, no matter what's going on behind you, your eyes are still on Messiah, but he still has you aware. What's going on your left? What's going on your right? What's going on behind you? Helping you and enabling you and equipping you to walk so circumspectly each and every day, giving you the ability to redeem the time. So again, in verse 15, if we would go by that, we will go by that per se, but we're just still continuing thought. Wherefore he says, awake, you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Messiah shall give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. How? How do you do it as wise? You redeem the time. It means redeem, gain, or regain possession of, or repurchase. How many times throughout the day we find ourselves on the marketplace? And we got these, all these salesmen, you know, coming to us in thought. You know, this thought comes by and says, let me say you this and let me say you that. What do you think on this and what do you think on that? A child of light, you come see, you know, some beggarly, dastardly, wicked panhandler come by trying to sell you snake oil, the snake oil of thoughts, snake oil of emotions. This is amazing, you know, throughout the day, how much, you know, buying and selling goes on within us. Our mind is active, and you know your own thoughts, and you know the peddlers that come by trying to sell you their wares, Just think if you had a grievance. Just think if you had an offense. Just think if you woke up in the morning on envy, and the spirit of envy comes by and he says, let me tell you this. And then he just starts speaking in your ears. The Bible starts speaking. Yeah. I see that. I see that. Yeah, that's right. And then you pull out your wallet and then you pay the peddler and he goes on. Next thing you know, he's sending another one that he's done polluted. Come to you, you know, familiar spirits. And he brings you two together and y'all start talking. Yeah. That's right. And you start this inward confederacy, this inward insurrection. I know, and you just, you done walked the path of a fool. We don't take thought for that time when them things come in. We don't redeem that time. We don't let, you know, the life within us rise up and say, oh, hell no. I ain't buying your shit. Take your crap on. You know, the children of light, you know, they will be wise. They will walk circumspectly, and, you know, they know a certain sound of the, you know, that peddler that is approaching, you know, his sound don't look just is not in cadence with the word that has been given me. It's not in alignment of the life that's working in me. Many don't take the time in this walk to really, really, really see the time that has been given them. To have a redeemer and to be redeemed. And understand this grace and this mercy which has been given you. When our mighty Elohim sent his son, his only begotten son for us, to end who we was, and to bring us into the kingdom of his dear son, into the kingdom of light, to actually bring us into a consciousness, an awareness of who we really are. I mean, this, the people of Yah really need to embrace, really embrace the sacrifice, really embrace the suffering. We've been so educated to fear suffering. That's why many run to doctors, why many run to pharmaceuticals. Why many run to other identities. Fear, fear, fear. The market of fear. That is, that corporation of fear is immense. That is such a giant in the world today. So many ads and so many campaigns. And the wicked are profiting from your fear. And just to think as a child of light, Yah has given you power to walk away from yourself, to walk away from all those fears that you thought that you had. And too many people want to cling to their fears. Just as a battered woman will cling to the man that beats the hell out of her because she thinks that's the only love that's ever going to be given her. Look at it for what it is. child of Yah? If Yah has given you sight, if Yah has given you light, if it needs be, suffering must go forth to open eyes. Yah loves you to that point. To read the account of Messiah, when it says, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And I'm like, what? This is the Son of Yah. But he still suffered. Still suffered for us, for the children that was given him. The only account and the record of this very word is in the book written to the Hebrews. There's so many assemblies out here of the world trying to call themselves Hebrews. And many of them have not experienced the suffering or the death or the resurrection. No witness. But we're Hebrews as a third person view. I just read all these books. I watch all these YouTube videos. Go ahead. Go on, be a false witness. Darkness cannot comprehend light. That is the truth. We are to redeem the time as wise. Yah has given us light. Messiah is the light of the world, our world. Messiah is the light of the world to come as well. Why? Because the days are evil. Let's go to James on this, redeeming the time. James, what is it, 4? James 4? Let's look at James 4, 14. Pull that up, Brother Josh. Whereas, start at verse 13. Go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Verse 14, whereas, you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? What is your life? Notice that the inference, your life. We watch that in this ministry. So many people are still trying to save their life, even through this dead season. And we watch them lose it so devastationally. For what is your life? Do we ask ourselves, what is my life? I look at my life, I look at Yeshua's life, the life that I am now should be living. The word says, ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in Yah. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in Yah. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? Your life, it is even a vapor. My life's a vapor. Now look at. Now I have been given a gift. I've been given, you know, the promise of eternal life as a child of light. Oh, I've got to see this. I've got to apprehend this. Got to make it home. But your life, it's a vapor. It appears for a little time. And then vanishes away. Let's go to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3. Redeeming the time. So our Messiah was on this earth for a certain amount of time. And that word accomplished what it was set forth to do. That word that brought you into his kingdom. That word that birthed you again. That word that identifies you now as a child of the King. That you should definitely be cleaving to. And the cleaving and the identity. And everything that you are. Everything that you manifest. The living testimony that you are now. Because you know in the land of the living. As a child of light, you've been destined to rebuke all that that's going on in this hour. Be a true witness. Let us redeem the time. Ecclesiastes 3. Starting at verse 1. To everything, there is a season. To everything, there is a season. There is an appointed time. There is a beginning and there is the end. It starts and then it goes on and then it must complete itself. And we understand seasons. Why? As far as that which is natural. Look at the seasons that we deal with in weather. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. 12 months, according to a Gregorian calendar. We do have 12 months according to our calendar. I think our calendar is quite more living than a dead calendar that has its beginnings in the dead season. But take a look at it, you know. You got 12 months. And they say 3 months spring, 3 months summer, 3 months fall, 3 months winter. And we get to witness, you know, the temperatures and everything that is going on within those supposed time frames. So to everything, since we have this witness, since we know we have been immersed in this, and this should make us a little wise. Everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Seasons. A time to be born. A time to die. Season. A time to plant. A time to pluck up that which is planted. Season. Time to kill. Time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. To walk circumspectly, to understand this. The walk of life. To walk as the lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. A time to weep and a time to mourn. Time to weep and a time to laugh. Time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. Time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Time to get and a time to lose. Time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love, time to hate, a time to war, and a time of peace. Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind in this walk. We have the record of our Messiah and the seasons that he went through. We consider it such a strange thing, the things which are that are there to try us. See, the love of Yah transcends who we think we are, what we think we know. It's a manna. It's a manna of you, rather from eating of the tree of good and knowledge of yourself, that many are still going to that tree this day. You shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. But the tree that Messiah wants me to go to, the tree of life, everything in that tree is good. And as I eat of that tree, it nourishes me to eschew evil. To really, really have nothing in me. To have any knowledge of evil. So that evil will have no place in me. That evil would not have a familiar spirit to speak to me. And that I would, that somehow there is something in me that would be familiar with that evil speaking. Throughout the day, we do labor. We do sweat. Especially more in the spirit. But as we warn in the spirit, do we go to the living waters? If we have been a tree planted by the waters, and if we are established by the water, word says we shall not be moved. What is it throughout the day that does move us? We sing many songs. I shall not be moved. It's like a tree planted by the water. Then the next day, somebody brings a railing accusation and we're moved. Somebody gets angry, we're moved. Give rebuke, we get moved. Hebrew proof. And day before, I just like a tree planted by the way, you had to testify, I shall not be moved. You took the time to sing the song, but you didn't redeem the time. Was the song sung as a true witness? Or are you just singing the song as a third witness? Because everybody else is singing it. You know, I've got to be identified with everybody else, even though, you know, I have... There's something about those of us that have been immersed in the sufferings and the trials and the tribulations, how it really brings out a true course within us, that it really brings a true song of joy. Even though we may not be in tune, but in the spirit there is something else. Truly singing. God says, you know, he'd rather hear a joyful noise. A joyful noise. In all this world, I know there's so many noises in this world. But the only one that reaches Yah's ears is a joyful noise. Even though we might not be able to sing in tune and to dance on beat. If it's done in truth, sincerity, and true holiness, Yah accepts it. This is a sacrifice acceptable in his eyes, and he receives it. But not too many will redeem the time to allow themselves to be molded. I've never seen a heap of clay jump off of the wheel on its own. We truly want to be molded into what Yah created us from the beginning. If we want to truly embrace the reason why our name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world, we will continue in this walk. We'll keep our eyes on the prize and we'll truly find out who we truly are in Him. The reason why we're going through what we're going through. Because we went through so much crap in our former life, as a contrast, as a witness, as in truth, that we should walk as a true witness, that the testimony that is truly be written in us is being prepared for that day in the courts of Yah, when the true children of Yah, the Hebrews, will speak. As the words that be written in us, it is not performed by us. The pen that wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life is the same pen that is writing itself in our book, and we're given testimony in that. And that book is not ours. Even though, you know, we, being many, we're still one. But understanding the time and the reason and the season why Yah has birthed us, why Yah has purposed us, why Yah has put in us of his spirit to perform what he desires us to perform. We're no longer slaves to darkness. We're slaves of the kingdom, slaves of light, but Oh. Our reward is eternal. Do you want a temporal reward? Truly. Who likes living from paycheck to paycheck as when we lived in the world? We went on the market and we bought this envy. We bought this jealousy. We bought this hatred. We bought this offense. And we've got to live from paycheck to paycheck. And we suffer that. And anything, you know, the suffering of that, that's life. That's what I went to public education. That's what public education schooled me for. To be a slave to that? Second Corinthians 6:2. Where he says, who's the he again? I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation, have I succored you? Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So tomorrow, now is the day of salvation. Wait from now. Now! 1 Peter 4. 2-4. Come on, let us redeem some time. The time is being far spent in this blog talk. Are we going to redeem it? Those things which our ears have heard and our eyes have seen. Are they been written? Or are you so passive? And as the children of Israel, they soon forgot the mighty works of Elohim. Why? Because they didn't redeem the time. When they were immersed and they saw and they experienced and they were within the moment. Moment? Time. Time? Time. First Peter 4. We'll start at verse 2. No, I'll start at verse 1. Today, day of salvation. Where much then has Messiah Christ has suffered in the flesh? Arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh, that takes time. That takes time. There is a redeeming time of suffering in the flesh, and that must needs be for many ways in us that Yah has got to get us closer to him, that Yah has to cleanse his children, that Yah's blood has to even reach our conscience. So many people resist the blood reaching the conscience. That's the reason why so many of us still live in the past, because we have not let the blood cleanse us from our past. So we still live in the past. The blood has not reached that point. We will not suffer. We will not suffer the blood to cover my past. Why? Why? As we redeem the time of being in fear that
Oh, if I give up this, and I give up that, and deep down, what about me? What about me? What about my life? What about, I need this, I need that.
We will read the record of Messiah. We read it, we read it, we read it, we read it over and over. And we mentally receive it at a level, but consciously is never reached there. When the Word tells us, you know, that he went up into the heavenlies and sprinkled his blood in those places that was defiled, the high places, and we still have charge of our own life, that we don't want Messiah to come in, and we rather the invasion of the wicked one come than the redeeming of the Holy One. See, the purging of the conscience, it does have pain. But if the love of Yah is truly in you, then that love will sustain you through that pain. That love of Yah will be that healing balm. Let those tears flow. Let those pains go. Quit holding on to them. Don't walk as fools. So much time is wasted. So much time is wasted in your former fears, in your former lust, in your former delights. You wonder why. Why is everything crumbling around me? Forasmuch then as Messiah has suffered in the flesh. Where? In the flesh. You will suffer if you continue to walk in the flesh. Our Messiah learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Same mind is going to be in us. To be redeemed. And have the ability to redeem. Only Yah can put this power in us. Only Yah has given us this time. Only Yah can make the days short for us. Our Elohim redeemed the time first. So what is our excuse for not redeeming the time? Arm yourself likewise with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. There's a time for that suffering. There's a time for war. The time for peace. We cannot really understand the truth wealth in Yah. We don't get into the marketplace of suffering and actually getting the wages of true suffering, then really how are we going to enjoy the peace when it comes if we hadn't been through that war? Think about it. Think about it. That he no longer should live the rest of his time. Ooh. In the flesh. Oh, you hear it? Do you hear it? So when you have ceased from sin, now your time, the season has shifted. And he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men. But now, because, you know, he went through that, there's a time for that, and you must go through that time if you are willing and obedient. As our Messiah, as he has suffered in the flesh. But he did it because he's doing it to the will of Yah. Love loves me this much to perfect me. Love loves me this much to mold me. Love loves me this much to get me home. Love is embracing me through and through if I would allow it to cleanse me, to wash me, to make me whole, to bring me to a consciousness of who I truly am in him. That I could truly see him for who he is. That one day I may see myself as he sees me. Child of light, see then. But will we redeem the time? Many are called. Hear the calling. Never making it to the chosen. Hence comes the time of the sower. Time of the sower. And he plants. Time goes on. Seeds sprout up. Time goes on. Some planted among thorns, some on stones, and some in good ground. Time has reckoned this. How many of us really, truly are earnestly desiring to stay in good soil? Why are you going to let an accusation soil your redemption? Why are you going to let envy soil? Jealousy soil. Hatred. Offense. Life helps us to see the enemy only comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. This helps us to walk so circumspectly. The word is the lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. But as the record says, and a man, when he forgets Yah and walks as foolishly, then he does that which is right in his own eyes. He starts seeing his own light. The Lucifer effect. That you no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of man for the will of Yah. For the time past, past of our life. Listen. Teacher is making emphasis on certain words that is just, whoa, click. May suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. Oh, you want to bring forth the will of the Gentiles? Or the will of Yah. For in time past, our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. When we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. And they think it's strange that you not, that you run not with the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Times past. I have seen a lot of deliverances. True deliverances truly come to real completion. True deliverances when people have renounced those things of the past. They walked away from it. They, even though, you know, through deliverance, they had to relive it. They had to give it up. They had to, you know, that cleaving that they had to it, they had to just finally say, hell no to it. That was legal ground for the enemy. A lot of our legal grounds happened in our past life. And now we have been given an advantage to redeem the time now. To repurchase all that time we gave to the enemy. Now in this redemption power, we give all our time now to Yah. John 7. Let's see. What is it about John I've got written down? Let's see. John 7, 6 through 8. Then Messiah, Jesus, said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hates. Why? Because he says, I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Why, he was the light. So child of light, as you walking day by day in the light, and you walking by the word, and you're testifying that the world is evil, continue on. Continue on. This testimony must go forth. This witness must take place. In the course of Yah, this must happen. Then Messiah says to his disciples, go you up unto this feast. He says, this time I'm not going up yet unto this feast. Messiah says, for my time is not yet come. Now in the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, let us read. Listen, for the ungodly said, reasoning within themselves. How many of us reason within ourselves? But it's not aright. And the ungodly is saying, our life is short and tedious, and in death of a man there is no remedy. Neither was there any man known that has returned from the grave.
For we, the wicked say, the ungodly says, we are born in awe and all adventure, and we shall be hereafter as though we had never been. For the breath in our nostrils is as smoke, and as a little spark in the moving of our heart, which being extinguished, our body shall be turned into ashes, and our spirit shall vanish as this soft air. And our name shall be forgotten in time. The wicked say this, the ungodly. Now think about that. The wicked are saying this. This is their testimony. This is their experience. But their name is forgotten in time. But if your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world, is it forgotten? Many people want to have their name renowned in this time, in this world, but don't want to suffer for eternity that your name was written for to live in. And our name shall be getting in time, and no man shall have our works in remembrance. And our life shall pass away as a trace of a cloud, and shall be dispersed as a mist that is driven away with the beams of the sun and overcome with the heat thereof. For our time is a very shadow that passes away. And after our end, there's no returning. For it is fast sealed, so that no man comes again. Ecclesiasticus 18:21-27. Humble yourself before you be sick. And in the time of sin, show repentance, redeeming the time. Let nothing hinder thee to pay your vow in due time. And defer not unto death to be justified. Before you pray, prepare yourself. Time. Redeem the time. And be not as one that tempts Yah. Think upon the wrath that shall be at the end, and the time of vengeance, when he shall turn away his face, when you have enough, when you have enough in time, remember the time of hunger. And when you are rich, think upon poverty and need. From the morning unto the evening, the time is changed, and all things are soon done before Yah. A wise man, wise, we heard about a wise, not a foolish. A wise man will fear in everything, and in the day of sinning, he will be aware of offense. But a fool will not observe time.
18:18 = 36. Sirach 36, Ecclesiasticus 36, verse 8. Make the time short. Remember the covenant. And let them declare your wonderful works. Discern, child of Yahweh, why are you here? Why are you living? Why do you think the way you think? Are you thinking within yourselves? Or is the Spirit of Yah compelling you? All this time you have walked with Yah. Have you grown? Time that you have been given, child of light, grace multiplied, grace upon grace, what has entered into your conscience? How much of you has been purged? And the more of you that has been purged, means the more of him and can reign in the estate of you. Time coming when we've got to give account of the deeds done in this body we've been given on this earth. Account. Account. Time. 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 Read in Revelation. Time. Times. Half a time. We've all lived life and seen so many seasons of time. So many people will not awake out of sleep. They will stay in the third person of existence, being deceived as a witness. At the end, you know, of it all, the time will lead to offense. The time will lead them to envy, jealousy, because that's the marketplace they have been walking in all this time. While they were standing idle in the marketplace, many masters come to the marketplace seeking laborers. But in time, will you take on the heat of the day for one penny? And those that come in the middle of the day, will you be envious and jealous because you have started at the beginning of the day and bore the heat of the day and they still receiving the same penny? And those that come at the latter end of the day receiving the same penny? Time. Time. It can be against you. And it can be for you. According to how you will redeem the time. So I said, days are evil. Season of Passover is coming. Season. feast is upon us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The time of the dead season is about to close. The new day. New feast. Those that are new will walk in the newness of life. Bless you all, saints, in the wonderful name of our Master and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you, Brother Josh. I don't know. I guess you're trying to post scripture, but there ain't no chat. But faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. Thanks all for time spent this evening in breaking in fellowship of the word, breaking of bread. Bless you all in the wonderful name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Shalom, shalom. The King is coming.